Hype Network presents.
Listen early to an extended and ad-free cut of this episode by supporting us on Patreon. Pledges help us improve the show and produce more seasons. Just go to patreon.com/480tvpodext.
Welcome to 480 TV Pod.
Pipe Network's 480-second TV After Show Podcast.
My name is Drayan.
I'm Sandy.
And my name is Ziggy. And we just watched How I Met Your Father Season 2 Episode 4.
And for today's episode, Ziggy.
Season 2 Episode 4 is titled Pathetic Deirdre. And the episode starts with Valentina and Sophie helping Valentina out for her first day at work in Goliath Market. And Ellen starts singing as if she was the girl boss in a reality show. And she called it Rich Bitch Ellen, or Ellen, La Rica Putana de la Chita, and heads out to work. This is where Sophie and Valentina realize that their careers are dying and needs to find a way to motivate themselves. So they call their friend Pathetic Deirdre. They call her Pathetic Deirdre since she's a little underachieved in life, or so they seem. Jesse and Meredith shoot a social media video for the M-Heads, which are actually Meredith's fans, lame. And her fans are actually called Immunity, lame. And so Sid tells them that he has to get immunity from Immunity. Lame, and walks out. Charlie then walks into the scene where he calls Sid Bossman and spills about his conquest from night before and he was dating again, which actually meant boinking someone for just one night. Charlie and Sid spot Meredith and Jess doing weird things on their noses, and Sid can't seem to find the strength to be really happy for his best friend since he knows that Meredith isn't really happy and that she isn't the best thing for Jesse. A sequence of Rich City Bitch comes into the screen and Ellen walks out the subway station as if she had her own show. She reaches the Goliath HQ and asks for a pass, really fast, so she can ride the elevator with her boss, to which she doesn't push through with and decides to take the stairs instead. She finds out that her floor is on the 51st and backs out, but was locked out and had to take the stairs all the way. Ellen finally reaches 51st floor, but the door is still locked, so she opened a door that led to nowhere and decided that she will take it to the vents instead. She finds her meeting, says here for the attendance, and falls off the ceiling. Meanwhile, Sophie and Valentina find out that their friend Pathetic Deirdre is actually the author of She Talks, which is pretty famous among women. They find out that the book is about them and are embarrassed, so they decided to walk out before having canceled, but stumbles across the Tower of Books and draws attention to themselves, where Deirdre actually calls them to the stage to quote-unquote heal themselves. This ultimately backfires at Deirdre, and she gets canceled while the girls head on out to get day drunk. At the bar, Charlie was called by Sid as a sex Yankee, since Charlie was spewing about being inspired by New York Yankees Derek Jeter and him sending baskets after one-night stands, which probably wasn't the real Jeter and was a character from a super famous series from the past. Wink, wink. Courtney comes in and says that she appreciates Charlie's I Like You basket, so she paid him a visit to tell him that she likes him as well. This all goes down south when Charlie's bulk order of baskets were delivered and Courtney says, why can't you just be a regular asshole and ghost people? Lastly, we go to Meredith and Jesse making their video, or shall I say Meredith's video, since she doesn't give Jesse a chance to actually speak into the video. This goes back and forth and ends with Jesse finally being given a chance to talk, saying that he took Meredith back, but Meredith decides to Bugs Bunny Jesse by saying that she was the one who did just exactly that. At the last part of the episode, we see Jesse packing and Sid says he'll watch together with everyone their show at Long Island while riding the Jesse Expressy, but Jesse says he shouldn't come because he's not really into the idea of Jesse and Meredith dating each other again, and bam, woot woot, that's the episode. Thank you for coming. See you guys next week.
So paano kami next week, mga next weeks, paano kami mag-recap?
Well, you cannot top that. Wala.
Parang ayoko na mag-recap.
Next time, ano na lang tayo, si Zig na lang nandun, tapos tiga-tawa lang. Hanggang intro na lang tayo.
Oo, totoo.
If you guys were to choose one person from Ted's date list, who would it be? Except for Boats, of course. Let's say just lalabas or mag-feature guest sa How I Met Your Father.
Ako si ano, si Tracy.
Kauta, Tracy pa rin, mga ulul.
Hindi, kasi si Tracy, she's a really nice person. person. FC lang. Tapos magbibigay ng big
advice. Like how
advice.
She did with the others.
Oo, diba? Diba yung kasal nga ni Barney? Look, hey, bass guitarist girl. I followed your advice. Tapos pagkatapos noon, pupunta na pala sila ng hospital and that night mismo, dun siya mamamatay. Diba? So medyo grim yung sinasabi ko pero...
Grabe ka, bro! Of all the things that you would say.
Pero you know what? There is this, speculation that the current apartment of Sophie. And Valentina is actually yung old apartment ni Tracy.
I
saw a video. I think it was on Watch Mojo. If you guys were to choose your favorite part of the episode, what would it be? And why?
Pinaka-interesting is yung pag-aaway ni ni Sid saka ni Jesse.
I would say siguro yung adventures ni Helen dun sa sa building nila.
Helen, la rica putana de la chita.
I was actually thinking na na habang nandun na siya sa taas, may magte-text sa kanya na yung orientation will be on the second floor. Alam mo yon, so taas baba, taas baba.
Diba?
Diba? Pero parang... Pwede din. Tapos habang umakyat siya, nagre-reklamo siya kung ano yung yari ng...
Nice to meet you, Tomas.
Nakakatawa yun, yeah. I mean, yung struggle ni Helen. Ni Helen. Because na-prove dito sa episode na to, she can stand na siya lang yung nandun sa focus ng scene and it's still gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Oo.
Kaya nga, I was saying na the highlight of this episode for me was Ellen. I mean, it was funny how it was made. My favorite part... Na yung favorite part ko was or has to be the scene at the bar where Sid called Charlie a sex Yankee. And clearly to me, that was a big reference to Barney and his place in the playbook.
Yeah.
As in, sobra. Lalo na nung sinabi na, why can't you just be a regular asshole and ghost people?
Mm-mm.
Medyo yun sa akin kasi, looking forward to seeing the old Barnacle, Swarles Barkley back in, what if, and this is a big what if, since Ellen works in Goliath Market, which could possibly be in the Goliath National Bank building where Barney works as well, magkita si Ellen tsaka si Barney before Sophie. Barney.
Pero is it messed up na hintay tayo ng hintay ng Barney tapos biglang may lalabas na iba? Oh, shoot! Diba? Nagpa-interview si Neil Patrick Harris. Sabi niya na, hirap na hirap daw siyang itago yung secret na yon.
Kasi daw?
Siyempre, bawal.
I will.
Diba? Ano kasing tanong yan? Saan gago naman na ito? Ay, naku.
Kasi bawal, iba.
Ano ba yan?
Bawal ka na magsalita. Paalam everyone. Thanks for listening.
Have a nice day.
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.